We're going to wrap up JavaScript, and then we're going to start looking at numbering systems. We're basically going to take a break from programming and look at numbering systems, because that is one of the things that the advanced courses want you to know. So, that's our plan. There are two things right on my homepage here that I want to point out. If you want to round something, and I'm going to turn off the light, it seems to work, but I'll look at it later. Okay. If you want to round something, I have put up an example up there of how you can round. And it is using the math round function. And if you say math round answer times 100 divided by 100, it will give you and assign it to answer something else, or some other name. I call it answer rounded. It will round the name. Okay, so that's a way, and there are other ways as well, but if you want to round your answer and not have it go .33333333333 or whatever, that's one way of doing it. The other question is, I've gotten a lot of, is how I can work with cases, uppercase and lowercase. So, for example, I set up a variable called variable test, and I said it was going to be equal to hello world in quotes. Then I decided I wanted to compare that to capital hello world, uppercase hello world. So I said, okay, if, and then I said take test and convert it to uppercase. So this is dot to uppercase, quote, quote, means use the uppercase function to convert that to uppercase. So I'm saying take what is in test and convert it to uppercase. So then when it compares this converted to uppercase, it's hello world, to that hello world, they're the same. And it writes out it worked, and it writes out what is in test uppercase. Okay? So that is a way that I can convert something to uppercase. One of the places that we can think about doing that is with the game that we looked at. Okay? And actually, I think I've got it out on my flash drive. Let's see if I do. Yeah. Okay, so I entered the guess and I got a 3, and it says, do you want to play again, Y or N? Well, the way I had it before, I had to enter a capital N to quit. Now I entered just a lowercase n, and it quit. So the change that I made to make that happen is right here. Where I said, okay, window prompt, do you want to play again? And then I said, take what they type in and convert it to uppercase. So I asked them to type capital Y or N, but if they don't follow directions and they give me a lowercase N, I'm saying take whatever they typed in and convert it to uppercase. And so once I've converted it, I can now compare it to the N. They typed in a capital N, converting capital to capital doesn't do anything. Okay, it doesn't hurt anything. So I've now said, take whatever they type in, convert it to uppercase, and then compare it to the N after you convert it to uppercase. Okay, so that allows them to hit the capital N or the lowercase n, either one. Okay. Questions? Okay. The next thing I want to look at is just finishing up and looking at arrays. Whoops, went in the wrong place. Programs. And I want to look at arrays. Is almost everybody finished with their snack? The Russell is making the rest of us hungry. Okay, so I'm going to look at arrays, and the first array I'm going to look at is called department array. And so I said, please enter a department number. So I'm going to enter 3. And it comes up and says the department is CU, the end. Okay, so this is how I did that. Started out, and again, this time I did a full-fledged program, including the doctype HTML, and this is another thing that gets added if I am doing it in a way that I want to have my code considered really good and valid. And what that does is it says the character set that I'm using is the UTF-8 character set, which is a standard character set. You don't have to have those in there. I've never had them in, but I just did an entire thing just to kind of show you. Then I said, okay, I'm putting in my CSS. So I've got CSS. Then I said, okay, now I'm going to use script. And I'm actually doing script twice. I've got some script up here, and I've got some script down here. So I can have script multiple times in my program, okay? So what I did is in the first script, I set up what is called an array. Yes, ma'am?
Basically, you have like a start and ending point, you just said. Like, you have the HTML top, and then you have the script at the bottom, right? And you said you could have, like, basically doubles of that. Like,
I can have script and multiple times.
Yeah. Can you... like physically, like break up the script, like most, like for organization, like could you do like the HTML, like the top, like the, you know, the carry HTML close, and then a script close, and then start off another HTML close and then script close. Like, can you do that, or does it have to be like do you, I don't think you understand. Like, I don't know. I'm horrible at explaining things.
Well, let's see. It has to be kind of sensibly broken up. So what I did is I am defining an array. And this whole script up here is defining something that I'm going to plan to use down below. So that's how I broke it up, is I defined it up here and I used it down there. Did I have to break it up? No, I could have put it all down where I was using it. But I felt that I wanted to show the way that you could do that, so I put the definition up at the top, and then I put the use down at the bottom. Now, you can't restart HTML. You have to, you're in HTML. This is all in one set of code, so you're in HTML. CSS, you put in once, although you can embed it in the bottom. And script, you can break up and have usually the definition part is put up here in the head. This is kind of a standard way of doing it. in the head, I put the part where I define something. And then in the body, I put the part where I'm doing something. And that is kind of a standard way that people break it up. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I like reiterate a question. Like, so can you do, like, open, close, like, or no, it's going to mess up. Like, but then, like, basically that's, like...
As long as it makes sense.
Okay.
You know, I can't say you can open, close without saying that what you're doing is going to make sense. But I've got an open, close and an open, close, and it's working just fine. Okay. So, what I've got here is in the define area, I am setting up an array. And an array is something like this, where I say, okay, I've got a bunch of slots. And I'm going to put in an array. And an array is a series of slots that I can use. The first slot has a pointer or an index of 0. The second slot has a pointer of 1, 2, 3, and 4. Now, what I'm putting in those is NO department 0. So there's no department 0. Then I'm putting BU, CI, CU, and OF. And I put those in the slots. This structure of having a bunch of different slots is called an array. And what I did is I said, department array is what I'm going to call it. And it's going to be a new array. And the 4 is what the bottom number is, how many slots there are going to be. Well, it's a 0 slot, so actually the 4 is not how many slots, it's the count of the slots starting at 0. Okay, so I've said, okay, I'm setting up this array. And then I said, okay, now I'll tell you what's in the slots. Department array 0 is going to have no department 0. Department array 1 is going to have BU. Department array 2 is going to have CI. And I tell it what to put in each one of these slots. That's the definition of the array. Okay, so I've set up an array. I haven't used it. I haven't done anything with it. But I've set it up. Okay? And arrays are used a lot to avoid having to have a lot of if statements. The very first program that I ever wrote, I had to take the month that came in as a number and convert it to the name. And I did it with a bunch of if statements. So I had if number equals 1, January, if number equals 2, February, etc. And my boss looked at it and he said, have you ever heard of arrays? And I said, no. And he said, well, I'm going to teach you how to use arrays. Because he said it would be a lot easier to set up an array where 1 is January, 2 is February, and that sort of thing, rather than all those if statements.
Now, once they're declared as those things, can they be changed, or is an array
yes.
set?
Yes. No, it can be changed. It can be changed. Lots of times, another example was that lots of times you want to be able to change an array if you want to, for example, have prices in the array, and you want to have a price such that you can prompt the user and say, what is the new price for such and such, and let them put in a price.
And then it, like, sets it to memory just like anything.
Yes.
Okay.
This is a set up in memory. I've defined this, and this is really no more than a memory variable. So it gets set up when the program starts. And when the program ends, it's gone. Okay, so I can more than definitely change it. I can change it in the program, and I can also, as I said, prompt the user for information in order to make the change. Yeah.
So basically, an array is like auctioned based like based upon the user. Like what look like what the user inputs if you enter.
That's right.
Alright, so you enter this and it's like alright, and then the computer automatically has these arrays for these options, and whatever you type it chooses that array.
It automatically does what?
No, like let's say like I say, hey, like I'm a user, I prompted, like the code's already set, like the code's already in whatever, and then you prompt the code, and you basically, I say, I put something in, like I define whatever I want, like I say, hey, I want apples, and it'll be, and be like, all right, apples, oranges, grapes, pears.
Sure, I could change these to apples, orange, grapes. I can put down a prompt and put up the prompt. And in the JavaScript, take it in, and then assign it to department array modified by 0, and assign the next prompt to department array modified by 1, and the next prompt to department array modified by 2. So I can fill it as we go. Okay, so now I'm coming down and I'm using this. So I just wrote out a header, check department, division 3 has 4 departments. And those are written in HTML. Okay, because remember, JavaScript is usually, in the real world, something that I insert in HTML. I mean, we did somewhere, we were focusing on JavaScript, so that was all that was in the HTML. But that's not usually the case. So I wrote out these two, one header, one paragraph, and then I said, okay, now I want to go into JavaScript. So I said, prompt. Please enter the department number. And so hopefully they entered 0, 1, 2, 3, or 4. Okay, actually hopefully they entered 1, 2, 3, or 4, but 0 works. Then what I did was I said, wait a minute, if they entered a number more than 4, okay, it's not going to work. Because if they entered a 5, there is no slot 5. If they entered an 8, there is no slot 8. So it won't work. So the first thing I did is after they put in a number, I said, if the department number is less than 5, if it's less than 5, then I will continue on. If not, I will take the else and write out invalid department number. So they entered, let's say I entered a 3 is what I entered. So it's less than 5, so it does a document write. The department is concatenated with, go to the array modified by department number. Well, I entered a 3, the department number. So that means go to and take department array. Modified by 3. And so it does a document write of CU. Because department array with 3 as the pointer is going to get me CU. Questions? It really makes that much sense, huh? Neat. Okay.
What's the meta away at the top for the meta char set? Is that just your font?
No, yeah, yeah. And as I said at the beginning, this is something you would need if you want to validate your code. But you don't need it. Okay, and I haven't covered it before, but this time I decided to put in a whole example. And when you go to validate, and there's a way you can have the computer check and see if you wrote clean code, it looks to see that you tell it what character set you want. And the character set that's widely used is UTF-8. So, back to the arrays. If I put in a number that's not valid, okay, on this one. So I put in a number that's not valid. So I want to refresh this, and I'll put in 8. It tells me invalid department number. Okay. And if I refresh again and I put in 2, it tells me CI. Okay. Now, this array, this number that is in, notice it's in square braces. There we go. Is called an index, or it's called a subscript, or it's called a pointer. Pick your name. Okay? So this number is an index, a subscript, or a pointer. Again, usually index is probably the most technical term and the most technically accurate term. So if you want to use the best term, it's probably index. I tend to use pointer sometimes when I'm explaining it because it's a much more visual thing that in fact is pointing to the right slot. Okay. Okay, the next array example is right beneath it, and it's like what I had to do when I learned to program. They didn't have these kinds of classes, so I graduated from college in economics, and they sent me to school. I got hired by a company as a programmer and hadn't a clue what that meant, and they sent me to school for a week and a half and said, okay, now come back and start earning a living. So there were 3 of us that got sent to school for a week and a half and told to start programming. And when we came back, my poor boss never accomplished another thing because the 3 of us all pulled our chairs up around his desk and basically sat there for months as he actually taught us how to program. Okay, so I'm going to put in month 9. And I'm putting in the day is 12, and the year is 2014, and it's coming up and saying September 12th, 2014.
So is this the cleaned up version of your first program ever?
Yes. Different language. My first language was COBOL. That's my native language. So...
I know what that is.
Just another language. Actually, still widely used, but not widely changing. A lot of banks use it because it adds and subtracts beautifully. And if it's not broken, don't fix it. So, okay, so I set up this array called month array. So this time, I didn't put the zeroth element. There is a zeroth element. There is always a zeroth element in the array, but I just chose not to talk about it. I chose to forget that it existed. I could have put up, like I did on the other one, month array 0 equals no month 0. Okay, and that would have been fine. But I set up my date, and then I said, okay, user... prompt them for a month, prompt them for a day, prompt them for a year. And then I wrote out, the date is, and I went to the month array, and I typed in a 9. So I went to month array, and I found the one that had an index of 9, and that's the one that I am using. Okay, so I went here and I found the one that had an index of 9, and so I'm saying go and take the 9th month, and so it went up and took that, and I see September. And then when I printed it out, I said print that out, concatenate it with a space, concatenate it with a day, concatenate it with a comma space, because I want a comma there. And then concatenate it with the year, and I get September 12th, 2014. Okay? Yeah.
When it says month array equals new array, and then in parentheses 12, if you were to say add another element to the array, would it break? Or, I mean, say you were just...
You know, that's terrible. I should know the answer to that. Some
I don't
languages...
see why you would... But
some languages, we'll try it. Some languages it breaks, and some languages it just doesn't give you anything. Gives you like NaN that you've probably seen. And I honestly am...
The first thing I think of is, how can I break this?
And that's a very good thing to think of, because your user behind the scenes is really thinking that. Okay.
Yep.
So we're going to say month array. Yeah, right. There's a reason why I don't do this often. I can't type. Month array equals none. Okay. And that's what you want to do, right? So we'll save this, save as, and we'll put it on the thaw space as month test.
I mean, it's bound to happen sooner or later, so...
Oh, absolutely. If you, in fact, a good programmer does that. You stop and you think about all the ways it could be broken.